Well, 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 and here I am. Yes, I am Ramona Bell, coming live on the air to you, and to read you a little Christmas story. This is from Steve in Portland. Thank you very much, Steve. Very cleverly done. This is called the Kingdom of Nigh version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." "Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the land there was only repeats on the radio band. The headphones were hung on my head with great care, in hopes that Art Bell soon would be there. My daughters 16 and twin 12s were in bed, while visions of CDs all danced in their head. And I, wrapping presents, going out of my head, was hoping that all overnight shows weren't dead. When suddenly a vision to my wondering eyes did appear, a Magungus Geo and 5 tiny reindeer. And I heard someone shout as he munched on some pizza, "On Abbey, on Shadow, on Comet, on Giza." In the lead there was Ghost, a cat being of light, shining the way through a dark winter's night. Then as Ghost went on the air, there rose such a clatter. The station was fading, that's what was the matter. I'm tired of listening to coasts clear then fade. I should have called Sea Crane for the antenna they made. Would this be a recycled repeat from before? A regurgitation from some days of yore. No, Art was on live with his Buddha belly, which shook with his devilish laugh like a bowl full of jelly. To the east and the west, the south and north pole, worldwide on the internet, an absolutely fresh sight to behold. We talked through the night of visions and dreams, ghosts and Bigfoots with their blood-curdling screams. And NDEs, OBEs, conspiracy theories, UFOs, NASA, and Linda Howe queries, earthquakes and comets and huge solar flares, reverse speech, the sad state of environmental affairs. For hours and hours, both the good and the sickening, but foremost of all, we talked of the quickening. Then in a flash, it was suddenly over. Damn, I missed the number for the gold four-leaf clover. And putting on his glasses, a side of his nose, and giving a nod to the webcam, he rose. And I heard him exclaim, as he faded from sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to the whole world. Good night." Thank you very much, Steve. As I said, very cleverly done. And yes, the husband has talked me into taking a few phone calls tonight. I'll answer whatever question you want to ask, but, you know, please be clean about it. Okay. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello? Yes.
Turn your radio off, dear.
Okay. Just a moment.
All right.
Okay.
There you are.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Paulette, and I'm calling from Missouri.
Hi, Paulette. How are you?
Hi, I'm blessed. How are you?
Oh, same here, dear.
Good. And I was trying to get in when your husband was on the line. I'm a first-time caller, but he gave so much time to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
About 50 minutes that by the time I got through to you, and which I don't mind talking to you at all.
Oh, well,
but I'm a first-time caller, and I've only listened to this program maybe 3 times, and that's because of a friend of mine that is a he loves talk radio. He goes asleep by Art Bell's show.
Uh-huh.
So he was trying to get you and everything. And I was listening, and I thought, you know, he was like kind of sharp, really quick with people. And as long as they said what he liked or he was interested in, he listened. And when they said something he wasn't, you know, he would cut them off real quick. And I thought that was a little rude, especially what made me want to call, which I never in my life thought I'd be doing, was when someone from Washington called and gave him, you know, about Clinton. They thought that they should give him a break, which I agree, and she gave him a compliment. So he opens up the lines to D.C. area for 30 minutes, and I'm waiting, trying to get through, trying to email, trying to fax. And then some lady finally, after 30 minutes, calls from Missouri someplace, I don't know the town, and he was kind of like, she says, "I'm calling from Missouri." He said, "Well, you're so rude. You know, I asked to keep the lines open for D.C. Well, it had already been 30 minutes. So then he says, well, wait, will you call back in just 20 minutes? And so I'm like, this is so rude. And everybody from D.C., they gave him compliments. He was so nice to them.
Well,
but
yeah.
I had originally tried to call to talk about the fact that they should have teach black history in the schools year-round. I mean, when we have, we're supposed to be happy in February, Black History Month. So African-American people contributed 1 month out of 12 months. I mean, it's I'm not happy in February. I hate when February comes. It's like saying the year of the woman. You know, instead of like a woman, we were women for 1 year. Give us credit and praise and then forget us after that.
All right. Well, I appreciate that call, too. Well, if you want it taught all year around, then I suggest that you talk to your congressperson. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Hi, Ramona. My name's Michael.
Good morning.
I've often wondered if you're aware of a song by Bob Dylan called To Ramona.
By Bob Dylan?
Mm-hmm. It's on one of his very early, I think maybe his second or third album, but it's a beautiful song.
Oh, no, I'm not familiar with it.
Maybe I'll try and type out the lyrics and send them to you.
I've heard a few songs of Ramona or Mona.
This is literally the title is To Ramona.
Oh, well.
But it's the lyrics I often looked at and thought about you when I had reference to you. But anyway, I was just going to say on behalf of Christianity that, since it's that day, that if all the people that believed in books would just take the life of Jesus as an example and try and emulate it rather than try and follow it, because I think we're all supposed to grow up as children of God and become godlike.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Jesus was supposed to die for our sins. I think he just gave us the opportunity to resurrect ourselves.
All right. Well, well said.
Have a good day.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, from Hillside, Illinois.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, I have a message for your husband.
Well, he's listening, Art. Too.
Okay. I have, it's hard to describe what I do. I believe that I should be called, I call myself amateur remote viewer.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
Well,
I'm familiar
with remote viewing, yes.
Yeah. I have a lot of answers that I have come up with during this time of remote viewing since I've been doing since 86, you know, and that was way back before I even heard of the term, so
mm-hmm.
when I heard about the term, I thought, oh, that's something that I do then, you know. I try to look into the future, you know, taking astral projections out of my body and things like that. And I believe I can name a lot of answers to a lot of questions like the true motivation between the men in black, what I believe the four beasts of the apocalypse are, the true, the caller that was supposed to be in Men in Black,
mm-hmm.
and he talked about that he had a lot of information that he can get killed for and stuff like that, or whatever he was talking about. And I believe that if Art were to read my email, I mean, I've sent him some email, I'm being patient. I'm kind of nervous, you know, never been on his program and trying for hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like giving unsolicited information, though. So if he wants to know these answers that he seems to be looking for, he can get back to me. My name is Ben. I'm not going to give my last name.
Okay.
And
he can find you through your email address.
Right.
Okay.
Through Prodigy. It's information I want him to know about.
Okay.
It's information that needs to be discussed.
Okay.
And known about.
Well,
all right, that's all I had to
say. I'll tell him to check his email, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi. I was wondering about, you know, Steve,
that he's talking about January, about he's going to be some kind of guest.
Which Steve are we talking about?
Area 51 caller.
Okay.
When is he going to be a guest? I would like him to ask about that.
Okay.
And let's see here. My name's Kane. I'm from Washington. Let's see. Kind of nervous here.
I'll take a deep breath.
Okay.
Very good.
The solar flare. That's kind of interesting about the solar flare.
Yes.
Major Ed Dames was talking about.
Yeah, I remember the show. I stayed up all night to listen to it.
When? What was his other prediction? The second one of the precursor in 98?
What was that, the plant pathogen?
When he was talking about the first one being December, right, of 97, then he said the second one was going to be during some kind of precursor.
I believe he said there was going to be some kind of solar activity
in 98.
Was it going to
be like in March or something like that?
Well, he said it was supposed to be a 5-month span between March and August, I believe it was.
And I'm just wondering, is the ARC going to have another Area 51 employee line sometime?
I'm sure he will.
Because I'm looking forward to that. I love when he makes those lines, because they're very interesting.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a Merry Christmas, Kate.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Yes, Mrs. Bell?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You know what? I'm going to be getting told it. I'm just wondering, should I use my real name or make up a name? What do you suggest? Or what do you do? Or what do you think?
Well, you can use your first name. How's that?
It could be trouble.
Well then.
My name's Dorothy, and how do you do?
How do you do?
You know what I do is I just write directly. When I'm, since I was in first grade, we were taught to write, Dear Mr. President, Dear Senator, Dear Mayor Daley, you know, things like that from Chicago, Hillary Clinton's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one small reading it if you want, and then I have a question. I happen to write a small, non-political, short letter, Dear Mr. President. May I do a short reading, or would you prefer not?
Well, I would prefer not.
Okay.
If you can describe it in a very condensed form.
Oh, well, I was just saying something like it was a pleasure to be his pen pal, and I was telling him that I was writing my Reagan memoirs, and I was suggesting that if he thought of, you know, funny stories or memories, that he would jot them down so that when the time comes, you know, everybody's ready to do what we need to do. And then that's just a side. That was just something I was doing last night. But my question for you, Mr. and Mrs. Bell, is that as a child, I was very prolific, and I was, you know, called a genius. I was always in the 99 percentile, and I ended up in public accounting and computers, and everything was going very well. But then suddenly, I was very left-brained. And then suddenly I discovered radio, which I never knew of, and suddenly all my new friends are in radio and public people, and now suddenly I seem to be, people have used the word manic towards my behavior, and really I'm just doing the exact same thing that I do in public accounting, except that it's a different media. Are you familiar with that word? I think it's an incorrect word, but I'll just hang up and then you can just comment if you will.
Okay, they call you manic?
Manic.
Okay, well, let's see. Manic. I would say that they're probably extremely jealous of you because they can't stay up late enough to listen to this program. How's that? No, you're not manic. Not at all. It's just that I think you're growing up like a lot of us are when we listen to talk radio. Anyway, it's been a blast. I've really enjoyed this half hour with y'all, and we hope to come back on again sometime. There is a reason why we don't come on very often, and I'll let the husband explain that to you. But for the most part, I've had a blast, and it's been an interesting half hour. Once again, Stephen Portland, thank you very much. It was a really well-done piece of work, the Nye Kingdom version of Twas the Night Before Christmas. I'm Ramona Bell, and you're listening to Coast to Coast AM.